This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. And I'm going solo again. It's Jono going solo. Jono solo. And I've got my Brian here working the board. Brian,
you're
how are
Brian.
You? You're my Brian. You're my guy. You're my producer. You do it all.
I try.
I mean, even with the other shows, you're the man. You're the man. Well, Brian, we had racing over the weekend, and it was pretty good racing. I guess we didn't do that bad. I mean, the chalk came in and all that. But they got this thing going right now with West Virginia, Mountaineer Racetrack, that I thought it was kind of interesting. A 4-5 horse lost, and now they got the racing board looking at this like, why did this 4-5 lose like that? And I think more tracks and more officials should get involved in that. I really do. You know, if there ever is any hanky-panky going on in horse racing, that'll eliminate it, man. I mean, if they get people just say, hey, you know what, that 4-5 shouldn't have run fifth. It was logging in, and it just didn't look right. We want to know about it. People are betting on it. People are putting money on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I really commend West Virginia Mountaineer Racetrack for doing something like this. I think, I'm not saying there's it's universal on the cheating or anything like that. But I'm saying, you know what? There's times when you see a 3-5 horse, like my horse. No, my horse just lost. I mean, it ran out of gas. But it, you know what? It still was competing and got third place. When they're completely out of the money like that, the horse was 1-9, and then it went to 4-5 when the gate opened up there. You know, I just don't think if you're 3-5, 4-5, you should run out of money. I know, folks. I know you're going to jump me for that, and especially the trainers out there, jocks, everyone listening to my show. But you know what? That is the vote of confidence. You got the kosher stamp on you that you are going to be at least a show ticket. I mean, come on. 3-5, 4-5, 1-9. And in harness racing, they suddenly just, I guess they break. I don't know what it's called, but they break stride and all that. And done. There's the ticket. And you know what? I like Big Brother overlooking this. I know a lot of people say, well, you know what? I don't want this guy involved. I don't want that organization. No, I kind of like that. As a bettor, I want someone overlooking 3-5, 4-5 favorites and all that. And why they got beat, and why did they finish fifth or sixth? If you're not given a good ride, that's appalling, because the fans have bet on you. We've put our money on you. We've got a lot of tickets going into pick threes, pick fours, pick sixes that we've singled you. We can't have that, man. And, yeah, I'm all for it. Big Brother, keep looking. Racetrack for tomorrow. I think it's going to be a great day tomorrow. You said it's going to be sunny, right? Sunny.
No, I said it's going to be cloudy with a 50% chance of rain.
Oh, you said it was going to be 82, though.
82, yeah.
Well, 82 is great, man.
82 is a good.
82 is a nice weather. cloudy. Boom. I love that, too. I just hate the sun beating down on my baseball hat. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you this, though. 82 is my lucky number.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So when you go to the horse tracks, maybe you play the 8-2, 8-2, 8-2 every race or something.
You'd have to try that sometime.
Well, our problem with Fairmont Park is we don't have eight horses on every race, though. I mean, we got 1-6, 1-7. Lately, we've even seen 1-5. But in any case, props to Roger for making things work over there. And all the people behind at our office, racing office, they make everything possible. So God bless them. They're working hard out there. And they have this one thing that they do on matinee racing. I think they do it just on matinee racing. It's called Race Track Bingo. And Keith Nelson, our announcer, gives it over the air on what's going on. I really don't know what the hell that's all about. And I wish to God I did, because it sounds fun and people play it. They really get into it. And Fairmont Park gives away a little cash out of that, too. So if you guys know exactly how this works, please message me. Yeah, I'd like that. And I love the pictures you guys sent. Those pictures that we used for two episodes. If you guys could send us more pics like that, I would appreciate it. And you know what? Next month or the month after, we're getting some shirts done. We're getting a lot of shirts done, the horse racing, Fairmont Park, and all that stuff, our podcast show. And we would love to hand these out to you guys. But send some pics. And look, I don't want the pic that's going to be horses getting out of the gate. Hundreds of these pics. I got them, okay? I don't need any more of those. Just make something interesting. And I want one picture for our homepage. I got one picture right now at our homepage, and I don't like it at all, because the horse and the jockey are going the other way, man. And that's not – you're supposed to be finishing the race going this way. They're going that way. And I'm like, no. This isn't going to happen anymore. I want a nice pick. I had a nice pick, but I went to our other producer, Drew, and he says, I can't work with this because it's not the width. It's not going to fit perfectly into this picture. I didn't know we had to go through all that. We can't wide or anything?
I don't. He's the pick master, so, yeah. I mean, you got to trust
he is the ninja.
Says.
Yes, he is. At that type of stuff, definitely. He's the man, and yeah. So I'd love to get a pick from you guys. And you know what? If it's damn good, if it's something that we could use, I'll use it for our homepage. How about that? And I'll give you all the props, too. I'll mention, hey, this is Cindy O'Reilly or whatever your name is out there that gave us this picture. So I appreciate it. Thank you. Not much else is happening, my friend. So let's get on. Let's get on to our racing at Fairmont Park. And first, let's do a little recap of this past weekend, Saturday night racing. I wasn't there. I had a grad party to go to, but I was watching every race. You know, I snuck out and watched it. I don't know. But you know what? It's fun to watch these things and see how I did and all that. So here we go. Let's take a look at this. Our first race at Fairmont Park, this was a 6 furlong, allowance optional, 10,000. So it's not a bad race at all. And I had the 6 horse on top here, WW Cookie Monster, and that's Victor Santiago. And so did everyone else on this one, 80 cents to the dollar, and performed like a champ. Just put him away at the stretch run here. Six horse was definitely the dominant horse there, WW Cookie Monster, and that was Scotty Becker. Scotty Becker's barn there, followed by the two horse Brandon's Position, and yes, we had that as well, and that was Victor Bailon, and that went close to 1.5 to 1. So that's what we had there, and ironically, that was a Becker camp too. So Scotty went 1-2 there, barn strong. I love Scotty Becker, how he gets that thing going there. It's a smooth operation there. It's like you behind the boards over there. You get everything going. There's no mistakes. And that's how Scotty Becker's barn is right there. So we went with a 6-2, and that's exactly how it ended up being. Let's see the price. The third place was Muckadin Road. I had Muckadin Road being fourth, so it got third. That went off at 14, a little bit better than 14.5 to 1. So let's see the payoffs. The $2 exacta 6-2, $7. $1 trifecta 6-2-3, $26. The 10 cent super 6-2-3-1, $4.21. And there's no money there. Let's move on to race number two. Race number two, we got a 6 furlong maiden claiming 4,000. And let's see what we had here. I had on top here, I had, I had the horse that was, here we go. Here, what's this all about? Line of denim here. I had the 7 horse here. Didn't even want to perform. Didn't want to do anything. And that was Lopez Hammond, and the crowd bought into it. It was the chalk. It was the favorite. Finished dead last. All right? Finished dead last. We don't want to see this horse finish dead last. There's something wrong here. I don't like the what we read, what we looked at the form. This horse shouldn't have been dead last. All right? That's what he did, though. Dead last. Got the public's money in the whole process. The 5 horse here, American Success, who I had second, won the race a little bit better than 3.5 to 1, followed by Coat Town, and that was Santiago, and I think that was Becker, too. I didn't like that horse at all. I'm still not sold on Coat Town. And, and that went off at 2.5 to 1. I don't know what happened to Line of Denim. I can't explain it. So that horse, we'll be looking at him next time, see what the hell's wrong with him. But he had nothing. All right, let's move on to our third-place horse, and that was Christmas Cookie. And where do we have Christmas Cookie? We had him towards the bottom there. And that was Hernandez Hammond. And that went off at close to 5 to 1. All right, Christmas Cookie. Not a big fan of the name. I don't know why you'd name him Christmas Cookie, but they did. And we move on from that. So we got a 5-4-6 here, and let's see the payoffs on this. The $2 exacta, 5-4, $49. That's nice. $1 trifecta, 5-4-6, $132. $1 daily double, 6-5, $11.40. The 10-cent superfecta, 5-4-6-1, $65.25. All right. Yeah, I heard the Line of Denim still running somewhere at Fairmount Park, trying to finish the race. Unreal. All right, so let's move on to race number three. Race number three, we've got a 6 furlong maiden special weight, 8,000. And I went with the class drop here, okay? I looked at the power numbers, and the horse did not perform like I thought it would. And that was the one horse here, Hippie Gem. That's who I had, and that went off at a little better than 2.5 to 1. And, nothing there. Hippie Gem did not fire out like he was supposed to. I had Hippie Gem on top, followed by St. Louis Woman. And St. Louis Woman got third in this one. The winner of this one was Flawless Ikati. What is that? E-K-A-T-I. How would you say Ikati or Ikata?
If the last letter is an I, I'd say Ikati.
Yes, that's what I thought, too. I was just testing you over there. All right, so the 6 horse here, Flawless Ikati, won the race, and that went off at a little bit better than 6 to 1 here. So, and that was our jockey, our newcomer, actually, Carlos Esquilin. And he brought this one home, and I think Ackerman was the trainer. Yes, he was. Morning Line 92 ended up being a little bit better than 6 to 1, followed by the 4 horse, Allie's a Flirt, and that was Elizabeth Thurman. Congrats to her. And that went off at the 8.5 to 1, followed by St. Louis Woman, and that was Victor Santiago, the crowd favorite, at 2 to 1, a little bit better than 2 to 1. All right, so let's see what we got. It's got to be a good hit here. The $2 exacta here, 6-4, $126.40. Beautiful. $1 trifecta, 6-4-9, $331.30. The 10-cent superfecta, 6-4-9-7, $285.78. The $1 daily double, 5-6, $20.10. The 50-cent pick 3, 4/653, $35.60. How about that? Speaking of how about that, Jamie had two winners, man.
Nice.
His horses came in. He's been really the guy's been winning. Him and Jimmy Watkins.
Hmm.
And I tell you what, I think I'm going to have Jimmy Watkins in here, the trainer, this Thursday. He doesn't know this. He doesn't know this, but I really feel that he had some influence on me being part of horse racing.
Hmm.
And I'll get into all that when he gets in here Thursday. So that's going to be interesting. All right, so let's see what we have. All right, so I gave you guys the price tags on this. Let's move on to race number four. Race number four, we got a 6 furlong claiming $4,000. And let's see what we got. We got the two horse here, Runaway Gal. Runaway Gal, and that is Hernandez and Lynch. And made a good stretch run. Around the last turn there was third, and then digs in. This closer made it two and a half length lead towards the finish line there. Went off at 4.5 to 1, a little bit better than 4.5 to 1. And for second place there, I think they moved up Tris Cat, and they disqualified Dandy Rap here. And they brought Dandy Rap to third. I think so. I think it interfered with Tris Cat. That's what they have on the papers here. DQ Dandy Rap, second place. And it went to Tris Cat, the five horse there. So that's what we have, and that was Molina on the five. Oh, there you go. You got a Santiago Molina. They must have been whipping each other's horse or something. I'm kidding. Anyway, there's a lot of competition between those two. All right, so let's move on here. Let's see the payoffs. The $2 exacta, $2.5, $44.20. The $1 trifecta, $2.51, $126.90. The $1 daily double, $6.2, $40.40. The 50-cent pick three, $5.62, $45.25. And the 10-cent super, $2.513, $24.15. All right, let's move on to race number five. Race number five, we've got a, what the hell do we have here? We've got a 1 mile 70 claiming $3,200. And, I had on top here, I had Bold Ransom, and Bold Ransom went about 1 to 1 on that, followed by the 8-horse here, Beefy, and I had Beefy coming in third, followed by the 6, Sergeant Green, and that went off at a little bit better than 4 to 1. So that's what I had. I had a 1.68, and it ended up being a 1.86, all right? And the winner of this race was Juan Molina, with Wilborn as the trainer. So congrats to that group right there. And Beefy Santiago with Rosendahl and Sergeant Green, Diego and Bentler. All right. And one went off at the Beefy went off at a little bit better than 3.5 to 1. And Sergeant Green, four to one there. All right. So let's see what we got. We got $2 exacta, 1.8, $12.60, the $1 try, 1.86, $17.60, the 10-cent super, 1.865, $4.79, the $1 daily double, 2.1, $14.60, the 50-cent pick three, 6.21, $64.70. All right, so that's what we got for race number five. Let's move on to race number six, and this was Jono's play today, and you couldn't go wrong with this horse. He could have beat this field by 10, 15 lengths. Great scat, and this was Victor Santiago, Becker Camp here, and they put on a clinic here, my friends. And I'm, you know what? It went for almost 1 to 1 here. I was all over this one. I mean, you can't go wrong with this horse. Six stood out, great scat. Followed by, I guess this is where your money comes in with the exacta, and that was Cat's Runaway, and that was Tavares. Let's see where we had Tavares there. Cat's Runaway. Well, we didn't have the Cat's Runaway up there. Actually, we had it in the lower bunch there. And this went off at 18 to 1, 18.5 to 1 on Cat's Runaway. Way to go there, Tavares. Then we got the horse number four here, Affirmative Song. And Affirmative Song was Eads and Durham. And that went off at 2 to 1. This is the type of race I've told you in the past, Brian. I like great scat, But I wasn't too sure about this second place. I had Affirmative Song being my lock as my second place horse. But this is where you play this a trifecta, 6-4. I love that because I'm playing a 6-4. I'm playing a 6-4. I'm solid with that. I'm not gonna back this one up and go 4-6. I really think the 6 is the best horse here and cannot get beat. So I'm gonna take the 6 on top and make it a 6-4 exacta straight. And then I'm gonna follow it up with a $5 or $3, maybe whatever your budget is. I'm not gonna push you guys on that. I think it would have run like $6 to $8 on this on a $1 trifecta if you went 6-4. All right, so let's pretend that, and let's see what the payoff on that would have been. All right, let's move on down here. Let's see the payoffs. The $2 exacta 6-1. Look at the $61.40. That's a big cut there. And this is what I'm talking about. Here we got a lock here that we were all over, but we just said I'm not buying into getting beat by some other horse getting in the mix here and screwing the 6-4 up. So look at this. The 6-1-4, $109.90 on a $1 trifecta. We got to hit that all button, man. That's where it's got to play. If we got a cold cut exacta like that with a 6-4, and you just don't think nothing could come in between that, then that's fine. But I'm telling you right now, I said, let me play the 6-4, and instead of boxing a 4-6 on my exacta, let's do a 6-4 on my trifecta. So that's a big play there. That's $109. All right. 10-cent superfecta, 6-1-4-5, $47.94. The $1 daily double, 1-6, $4.70. The 50-cent pick 3, 2-1-6, $16.45. All right. So that's what we got there. Moving on to race number 7, our finale of the night here. And I went with Holy Hoot. And Holy Hoot wasn't too holy that night, I'll tell you that. He finished 5th. And nothing really under the gas tank here because it kept fading. It didn't have anything in it. No drive at all, so... whatever. I took a hit there on the 3-horse with Holy Hoot. The horse that did show its way and the public bought into it was my 401k plan, and that was Molina and Molina Butler there. I tell you what, Butler gets his horses ready, bro. I'm telling you right now, any Butler horse that gets out there, you could expect the war paint on these horses. All right? So, my 401k plan took it, and that went off at 2-1, followed by Carol's Case. That's who I had for second place here, and that went off at 5-1. And then the 7-horse, Giant Sugar Baby, and that was the Arietta, and that went off at 9.5-1. All right? And let's throw in our superfecta play. I always do that for the last race there, and that's Fataha. All right, that's the P-T-A-H-A. How do you say that? Fatah?
Sure.
All right, yeah, whatever. All right, anyway, that completed our superfecta there with the 2-horse, and that went off at nearly 16-1. All right, let's see the payoffs. The $2 exacta, 5-4, $53.80. The $1 trifecta, 5-4-7, $184.80. The 10-cent superfecta, 5-4-7-2, $80.64. The $1 daily double, 6-5, $8.50. The 50-cent pick 3, 1-6-5, $16.40. Then the 50-cent pick 4, not so climactic, 2-1-6-5, $38.55. All right, that concludes our Saturday night racing. And now we're moving on to our day racing. Like I said, it's Brian said it's going to be cloudy. I love cloudy, 82 weather. But you also did say there's going to be about 50% chance of rain, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that plays a little mix here, my friends. Look for little sloppy horses. Now, whatever I'm giving you, I'm giving it to you based on dry weather. If it becomes sloppy out there, all bets off. You guys got to look at the form a little bit and check out horses that love to run on slop. All right? Some look like they're performing in the musical Nutcracker. That's how good they are on slop. I'm not kidding you, Ryan. I'm not kidding at all. These horses are legit on slop. I used to have my favorite horse. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Growing up there in high school, used to come out there with the guys. There was a horse in the mud every time. If it was raining really bad, we knew if that horse was running that night, named Metric Mike at Fairmont Park. And I think my old friend here, Mike Baird, he said that he trained the horse. So in any case, man, that was one of my key horses back then. If it was slop, you better look for Metric Mike. All right. All right. So let's move on to our race number one for Tuesday matinee racing here. And this is a 1 mile 70, claiming 3,200. And I went with Tabadol, and that is Lopez Obermeyer. And the horse is going off at 7-2, the four horse, that is. And I like this horse because it's coming from Ellis Park. It's run at Churchill, Keeneland. I'm telling you, fairground. This horse has seen it all here. And he's run open tag. I look for this horse to maybe have a field day here. I really like this horse a lot. And I know the line right now is 7-2. And the three-horse Jaguar Ridge is the morning line favorite at 5-2. I don't think you can beat this horse. I really don't. I think Uriel, it rides just the way Uriel likes these horses to go. Not in the front. Keeps it like 5-6 in the back, and boom. Uriel likes to close in, and this is the type of horse to do it with. I like Obermeyer's horse here to win this one at 7-2, the four-horse Tabadol. All right? That's who we got on top, number four, followed by the three, Jaguar Ridge. And Jaguar Ridge, I'm telling you, if Tabadol's not in this race, the three horse hands down wins this race. But no, you're not going to have that luxury. I think it's going to be a 4-3, followed by the two here, K Cool, and that's Eads and Durham. All right? That's who we have for race number one at Fairmont Park. Let's move on to race number two. Race number two, we got a little speed race here. It's a 4.5 furlong, claiming 3,200. And I went with the six horse here, Free Music. Free Music. There's nothing wrong with Free Music. And by the way, we have Free Music at yoradio.com. How did I work that in there, huh? That was pretty nice. Free Music, and that's the number six horse, and that's Cunningham and David. And I tell you what, this David trainer, he is really good with sprints, okay? This is what the guy focused in on. This is bread and butter. The horse is going off at 3-1 right now, the sixth slot, the sixth hole, and I like him. You know what? Once he goes to the front, it's going to be hard to catch this one. Followed by the one horse, Queen of Wildwood, and that's Arietta David again. And that goes off at 4-1. And then we're looking at the trifecta on the back end here, and we got the Indian Track Tavares Martinez at 9-2. All right, that's what we have for race number two. Race number three, let's move on to a 6 furlong maiden special weight 8,000. And I went with the three horse here, Agro Crag. And by the way, he's from Ireland. He's from Ireland. Can we give a little props to our folks in Ireland? Because they do listen to this show. How has that been coming along? Do they still listen to our show?
It's coming along splendidly.
All right. You could have said that in the Irish way, too.
This coming along splendidly. No, that was horrible. That was horrible.
Right. You tried.
Oh, I can't do Irish.
At least you tried that. My uncle, who's Armenian, you ought to see him acting British and Irish. It's like, dude, stop. You don't sound anything like that.
Yeah.
And he keeps doing it. And every time he drinks a little bit, the next thing you know, he's Irish or English. I don't know. But props to you guys out there across the pond that listen to our show. Thank you so much. That's Agro Craig, and we got you on top. He's from Ireland, and that's Victor Santiago and Charlie Walker. And Charlie Walker, he's been doing pretty good lately. God bless Charlie, and I think we got him on top here, the three horse. And 35 starts here, my friends. 35 starts, this horse hasn't been in the winner's circle. I mean, that takes a lot, you know, Brian? This maiden claiming races are horses that have never won a race. This horse has tried this 35 times, and instead of hanging his head down and walking to the barn, he's saying, I'm gonna do it this time. This time. No, it ain't happening. This time for sure. No, it ain't happening. This time. But in any case, 35 starts. This is the lucky start, you lucky Irish horse, you. You're going to get the job done here. You're 5-2 morning line, and you get the job done. You get your little diploma. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Let's follow up with the sixth horse here. Taps Big Shot, and that's Diego Frankie Randazzo. That's going off at 3-1. Competed well at this level last time out, and I expect this horse to be in it. If anyone could make it 36 without Egro Craig from Ireland doing this, it would be the sixth horse here. Taps Big Shot. All right, that's the sixth horse. Followed by the seven, Saber Rattler. And that's Lopez Wilborn at 6-1. All right. So let's move on to race number four. Race number four is a 1-mile 70 claiming 4,000. This is kind of an interesting race here because they made the favorite. Let's see. Here he is, the Echo Star. They made him the favorite. All right. Now, Echo Star is a 6-furlong horse. And when he runs, I'm telling you, it's going to be hard to throw this horse off pace because he runs a 23, a 47, a 1 minute. It's going to be very hard to slow this horse down from running what it likes to run. And if you have that type of fraction, my friend, Mr. Echo Star, you will be a falling star because there's no way you could keep that pace up and get the job done here. I'm backing off the Echo Star at 3-1 here. I'm going with Uncle Tommy, and that's Melina Cox, and that's the one horse. This horse is all about distance, loves this distance, very comfortable. It could come from behind. It could stay up there. And in this case, I really think Uncle Tommy's just going to play around with Echo Star. Echo Star's going to get out there maybe by 3-4 lengths, but don't throw that Uncle Tommy ticket away. Don't throw it away because they're going to start mowing this Echo Star down because I don't see – and you might think, okay, he might slow down Echo Star. No, I think you got a lot of 6-furlong horses in this race. They're going to pressure each other and wear each other out. I really think Uncle Tommy takes over. Melina Cox, 9-2. I'm jumping all over that one. I'm not too crazy about my second and third. This may be one that, you may look for – a price you may I don't know, but I got the sixth horse here, Betty's Grable's Legs, and that's Diego Nance. I like Nance. I mean, this horse right here, the sixth horse, let's check him out real quick. He likes this distance. Last four races now, three of them have been route, one short, and you know what, he's done really well. Now, last race, something to think about, it was slop. And he didn't do too well on slop, all right? He made up a little ground, but nothing major there. But the race before that, on muddy terms, going a mile, won by 5 lengths, all right? So this horse knows how to go long. Now you're asking 70 additional yards. I don't think it's going to do that much harm to Betty's Grable's Legs here. And Betty gets the job done with those hot little legs of hers. At 5-1, the sixth horse. Gets the job done for second, all right? I like Uncle Tommy. Uncle Tommy's my horse here. Uncle Tommy. Uncle Tommy, I tell you. And then we got the five-horse Classical Sky, and that's Thurman Mosier at 6-1. Again, I'm taking the horses that have been at this distance. This horse does not tire out. This horse likes this distance. So you know what? I'm going to play this horse here. And that Classical Sky right now is going off at 6-1. And that's the 5-horse. So I got a 1-6-5 is what I'm telling you guys. All right, for race number four. Race number five, we got a 6-furlong claiming 4,000. And I went with the 2-horse here, Dance Even. Dance Even, and that's the 4-1, and that's Esquilin. Esquilin's on this one, and it's a Redenauer camp. And I tell you what, Redenauer hasn't done too bad at all, not too shabby here. 10 starts already here, 20%, 2 wins, 1 second, 3 thirds. This guy's 6-10 in the money at Fairmount Park. You know what? John, you're doing something good there, babe. Yeah, so I'm jumping all over you on this one, and I'm going to be dancing to the winner's circle with this Dance Even horse here on top at 4-1. And last race, by the way, it finished 6th. Throw that one out. It had problems. It got bothered at the start and all that, and it just threw him off completely. But before then, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 starts now. He's been in the money. So you know what? Throw that last race out. I look for this horse to do something here. And he ran at Ellis Park, too. And both of them were little tight races, too. In any case, Dance Even is what I got. Followed by the 6th horse here, WW Russian Gold. And this is Santiago Becker. Crowd favorite. Here we go. Santiago Becker. Not so fast, my friends, because I really think the 2 horses got an answer for this. The 6th horse, I say, we'll take the front. I mean, why not? It showed a lot of speed last time out. But again, that was a 2-lifer. 2-life race. Now you're moving up a spot here. I'm just saying, be a little cautious on this one. I like the 2. I like the 6. I like the 6. I like Exacta Box, but I like the 2 on top here. If between the 2 horses, I like the 2 here. Dance Even at 4-1. Then we're going to go to our trifecta, back of our trifecta here. We got Devil Hunt, and that is Hernandez Lynch, 9-2. Needs to sit back about 2 back here, 2-3 back. You don't want to engage early here because it'll be your downfall if you do. You want to sit a little bit back, and this horse is capable of doing that. I don't know if it'll have enough for Dance Even or WW Russian Gold, but it'll be up there in my trifecta, all right? So I got a 2-6-1. Is what I'm saying for my 5th race here. 6 furlong claiming 4,000. Let's move on to race number 6. Race number 6. We've got a 6 furlong allowance, optional 10,000. And I went with Pocket of Candy. Pocket of Candy, and why not? Who the hell's not going to play this one? You wanted a horse that's just galvanized, ready to roll here, and he's going to get paid for this. It's a workout for this horse. It's a workout, I'm telling you. The 3-horse Pocket of Candy, allowance optional claiming 75,000 up at Arlington Park, and it won by 4. Race before that, allowance optional claiming 75,000, and it won that. Race before that, allowance optional 75. You see where I'm going with this? This horse is on a roll here, and I look at that. They're moving this horse somewhere. And they want to get a nice little workout in for this horse and get paid a couple bucks with a little picture for him. All right, put it in his little locker room there with the other horses, all the winners for Becker. Pocket Candy stands out here as the horse to beat. All right, and again, 2 races, went 80 cents to the dollar, got the job done, made everyone happy up in Chi-Town. The race before that, one by 2, 70 cents a dollar. Again, all the people at Chi-Town threw their hats up in the air. Happy as can be because Pocket of Candy threw all its candy out for them and got the job done. So I got the 3 on top here. Solid, solid play. And then I'm going to follow up with a solid Exacta play here. I'm giving you guys a cold cut Exacta, and this is going to be the 4 horse. Are you for real? Are you for real? And this is a Diego Frankie Randazzo going off at 9-2. I'm buying into it. I got a 3-4 Exacta. And if you guys don't want to do that and just look like a big chief on the block when you're out there tomorrow, play the pocket of candy. I just don't see this horse looking back at all. And gets paid for it. What an easy life. Then we move on to race number 7, our finale of the day here, and race number 7. And by the way, I really do want to know about this bingo thing, all right? Keith Nelson, if you listen to my show, please message me. I want to know how this works. Because you guys give out these bingo cards, I never do. And I just nod my head, I take one, and I go upstairs, sit by the window and go, what the hell is he reading? And what am I doing? I don't know any of this stuff. But you guys do that, and you guys give out those cards, and I like to play it sometime, and you guys can fill me in on it. All right, race number 7 at Fairmont Park, our finale, 6 furlong, claiming 4,000. And let's see what we got. We got a horse named My Monkey. My Monkey, that's a beautiful name. My Monkey gets the win here. Esquilin, Rednauer, and this is going off at 7-2. Why not? Why not, my friends? You're on the outside here. You get the job done with My Monkey. My Monkey gets the job done. I love that name. I don't know what the hell. What am I that perverted here? What's that crazy smile on your face? All right. Who cares? That's the horse to beat here. I like My Monkey. Followed by Arkansas Traveler. Arkansas Traveler, and I'm not putting too much stock in this. It could go either way with Old Baby, Don't You Know, and that's Santiago Becker at 4-1, or the 3 here, Arkansas Traveler. That's what I have. That's what I have for my trifecta. And my last horse I'll throw in there to make everybody happy, and that's the Lucky Mrs. Bond. All right, that's what we have, and that's Victor Bailon and Harry Lynch. This horse will probably go out to the front, probably lead this whole thing for a while, and then start to get that, what's that, the thing that's people that smoke cigarettes, what do they get?
Emphysema.
Yeah. It'll have that emphysema in it and start coughing up a little bit and start backing up, but it'll have enough to get in for the fourth place or third place there. That's what we have for Lucky Mr. Bond or Mrs. Bond. All right. So that's our racing, my friends, for this week. We completely enjoy getting all the messages. We're seeing all the downloads. God bless you guys. God bless. And the numbers are really popping up every week. Every week, Brian. They're
more
climbing.
And more.
Yes, sir. And thank you so much. And if you guys got, again, if you guys got any more picks out there, send them my way. Why not? I mean, send them to our site, and let's hope we use them. You know, nothing coming out of the gate. I know that's so artsy-fartsy, but you know what? We got plenty of them. Come be a little bit more creative on that one, all right?
You can email any photos to info@fairmountparkpodcast.com, or if you just want to complain about my Irish accent. That's fine, too.
I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was beautiful, lad. All right, so we got that. And, again, listen to YoRadio.com. Download that. And download our show, too. Download our shows. And how about giving a review? They could go to iTunes for that, right?
Yeah, they can do a review on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher or any of the other places that you can find the podcast at. Leave a review, write a comment, subscribe, do all that good stuff, and it helps out the show.
Helps out the show. We want to be here with you guys even after Fairmont Park season. We want to do Hawthorne. We want to do all the racetracks out there. All right? We're not going to give up on the show. We're doing too damn good right now to give it up. So
taking this show international.
Yeah. Yeah. We're popular in that little island.
Mauritius.
Mauritius.
I love that country.
We got to go there, by the way.
We do have to go there.
All right.
Plan the trip.
All right, thank you, my friends. Good luck tomorrow. Keep cashing those winning tickets, and we'll see you next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.